Yes. Go ahead.
Frustrating. You've got to comment on what I imagine is a lot of things didn't go your way and might get pulled over a little bit.
We kind of knew that coming into Miami, you know. They're going to favor the home teams or whatever. So I would just say we had a lot of turnovers in key moments that they had a lot of good transition offense because of our turnovers. So coach even said it right now is we had 18 turnovers in the last game that we played and we had 14 turnovers. So we didn't give us a chance to win when we turned the ball over like that.
What kind of happened there then with the technicals, and was it just trash talk or the typical kind of stuff at the end of games, or was there something in particular that was kind of led to a little bit of a melee?
I honestly don't think Tech did anything wrong. All I'm going to say is I don't think we did nothing wrong, but they can see it how they want to see it. I think I saw where it started. That's all I'm going to say. I feel like we didn't do anything wrong.
How much do you think not having Jordan Mecca available for most of the second half, just a little limited options, and I know you had to play small again?
It was kind of tough on us. The ball wasn't bouncing our way on some of the rebounds and the long threes that they were taking. So they were getting offensive rebounds a lot. I remember that happening. And then I would say they hit key shots too. They dissected our 20 a little bit as far as like throwing it in, into their big men in the middle a lot. So that got us in scramble mode a lot.
In terms of just it's another one of these games where you guys kind of let off the gas a little bit at the end of the first half, and that gave them momentum. They seemed to carry it to start the second half. It was very similar to the game in Atlanta in that way. And you guys fought back better this time. But just kind of what is it that is kind of going wrong with the end of halves where you guys can't close? Is there anything you put your finger on there? Or is it just them hitting shots finally because they were ice cold for a lot of the first half too?
I think today was more just turnovers. We got some stops, and We had a couple blown kills, but we still were getting the stops we needed. Like, I had 6 turnovers, just unacceptable. We had 18 as a team. I think if we could keep that at 10, we would have won the game. But, yeah, just turnovers. Executing with the ball more.
It seemed like in the first half, particularly to that, like, there were a lot of throw-aheads that were a little off. I mean, was there, like, a lot of emphasis on let's get points in transition? Do you think that's what was part of it, or what was going on there, you think?
Can you repeat the question?
Sure. Yeah. I know there were a lot of passes, yeah. Like throw aheads that were wide, or like a lot of turnovers in transition.
Right.
Was that being like we've got to score in transition, that kind of pressure, or what do you think was happening there?
Well, that's something that we work on all the time in practice is transition offense. It gives us the opportunity to be able to score quickly, and also teams don't get to settle into their offenses. I could say individually for me, it gets it easier for me, so teams don't load up as much. I feel like we weren't at our best tonight with that. And we just got to watch film and get better from it. We still got a lot of opportunities ahead of us. And I really feel like we're getting better as a team, as a unit. We're connected. So it just happens like that sometimes, you know.
Did they do anything differently defensively, guard you and Debo, in terms of defending the three? Or was it just the ball not moving as well and sticking a little bit?
They were running us off the three-point line a lot. I mean, we did have some key open looks that we should have knocked down. Sometimes it just doesn't fall like that. You know, but I would just emphasize our biggest thing is our turnovers. You know, yeah. when we have 18 turnovers like that, we don't give a chance to win like that. So especially in an environment like this, when we know we're not going to get calls, we're not going to get anything that we want. So we just got to be able to play through those things and maintain that.
That seems like it's been like you're kind of. And the point is it's happened more than once where I'm guessing you don't feel like you're getting, you know, an even game. Imagine it must be frustrating for you guys.
I would say that, man, people don't like the fact that we won the ACC championship last year. So, you know, I feel like that's kind of a biased thing too. So, but we got to understand that, and we got to come into these environments and play through those type of things. So,
yeah. It's almost getting like regular tonight to just drive in and get smacked on something or cut up and not get a foul. And the ref will even say to something, you know, we'll make it up or we might have missed that one. But that's just playing at Tech. That's how it kind of is. You're not going. That's just how it is. You just got to have tough skin and just do it.
It's okay.
It seemed like when they're calling touch fouls on you guys, and,
right.
and maybe you aren't getting the same calls on the other end, clearly the frustration builds. How do you deal with that? I mean, there was, I think, one stretch where you guys had like five straight fouls and like up and down the court, and they were getting free throws. And I mean, they doubled you up. And
it does make it hard for us because we want to play aggressive. That's our biggest thing in our defense too. When we play in our zone, is we want to be able to play aggressive and get under guys. So when they're calling fouls like that, it makes it extremely hard for us to be able to get stops and get turnovers. So. But I wouldn't rely on the refs to do all those type of things. I mean,
yeah.
we gotta play through those type of things, and we can't rely on them because at the end of the day, we've been on what game is this?
23.
And we're not getting them, so we just gotta understand that and keep playing. Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks, man.
Thank you. Yeah.